Yeah, what's your name, young man?
John Doe.
So I see you're armed. You know what up with that? What do we got here? Now you're kind of concealing here. We have who's this gentleman over here?
John Snowberger.
And who's this guy?
Forrest Hancock.
Oh, I know this guy. Now you guys are all have firearms with you in a sea of Obama supporting, healthcare advocating individuals using taxpayer funds. And I'm wondering if they are supportive of you being here armed.
Ernie, every ship needs a lifeboat.
I would assume that they're probably not, but they haven't said anything to me yet.
What was the question?
My thing is, has anybody made any contact with you for your firearms?
A lot of finger pointing, a lot of scaredness, but you know, I don't care because they don't understand and they're not informed.
Well, there has been some media cameras coming by and taking pictures of this. How has that been going? You know, have they said anything to you or commented?
No direct contact yet.
Well, we have, you know, law enforcement all around. Obviously, they see you wearing a firearm. Have they said anything?
Obviously, you know, those guys, they're carrying weapons. They have guns. And the police officers have actually been standing up and saying, hey, right to carry state, they're not breaking the law. They're doing nothing wrong.
Very cool. Very cool. And, a law enforcement official. Does he say a syllable?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. That's all we get out of him. Oh, what about another one, a sergeant?
Good morning, Ernie. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. Hey, thanks for you guys being here, making sure my back's covered. Well, I'm going to go ahead and walk right over here so people can I can talk to some new people. Yeah, everybody's being fairly peaceful. But the one thing I did notice, lots of guns. And, you know, there was a young black man that was here. I'm trying to find him. He had an AR-15 strap to him. And if I can get him, we'd like to interview him. And I wondered, did you know there was an AR-15 a guy had here? So how'd you guys deal with that?
We have an officer just make sure he's okay and then nobody bothers him. So just make sure he's fine. He's constitutionally, he has a right to do that. So we make sure that he doesn't get hassled.
It's been peaceful. I don't think anything's going to happen to you.
No, so far the crowd has been very peaceful. Very been listening to us. Not a problem. The Constitution is doing right, which is great in this country. Can do this, but not a problem so far. Thank goodness.
And I don't think there will be. Have you guys had any talks with the other officers that they're concerned about someone that would want to cause a problem, a little provocateur going on?
We briefed the officers to make sure that you know, lawfully you have the right to carry. We've expressed that to them. So with the information that's been provided from different organizations, we've told them that.
Now, what is the rank and file officer? They pretty much just want to keep their job. And, yeah, I'm going to, you know, what am I supposed to do? Okay, that's what I'm supposed to do. Are they openly in support of the fire? Is this Kirsten?
Here's Trouble. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. You got your hair shorter than the last time I saw
you. Yeah.
It.
Now, this is Kirsten Sinema. She is a legislator on the far left of the aisle.
Or the middle.
No, you're left.
I'm in the middle.
You're in the left.
In the middle. I'm in the middle of it all.
I've known Kirsten a long time, and I remember, this is a great story. You and I, when I first started my radio show back in February of 2003, there was planned an anti-war march
right.
down here.
God, we're getting old.
And what happened was, the first thing that we did is you invited libertarians to come down.
That's right, right here.
And together. What was our condition? We got to bring our what?
You wanted to bring your guns.
We got to bring our guns.
And what did I say?
That's it. Good.
I don't care.
Bring
that's
it on
fine.
Down.
Bring them. As long as you're open carry or you have a permit if you're concealed. That's all. Just follow the law.
You know, the thing is, now you're a legislator.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the one thing that
don't
is...
Don't hold that against me.
No, that's one of the big things I hold against you. The one thing that I wanted to make sure that people understood, generally at these protests, the left is on, they're uncomfortable around guns. And that's one thing that we wanted to make sure before we even went into Iraq, there were more people in the streets than at the height of the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
There were people all over the world protesting, knowing what was coming. Now, what we wanted to do is we did the show, it was the first version of this. We went in, we had our firearms. We wanted to make sure that it was, and what happened is right down the street here, there was at the end of the walk there near the Army recruiting office, and they started going around beating the drum in the circle in the street.
Yep,
do you remember
yep,
that?
I remember that.
Now, what happened was is we had police officers along on their mounted police getting out their riot gear. They were getting ready to go. And this young man right here, my son.
But we were so peaceful.
They don't care. You were in the street on a Saturday.
I was not.
Well, what happened is they were getting ready to rush, and my son's got on each corner with signs for the radio show, and I stood there just like I am now with the same firearm on my hip taking pictures, and it caused just enough delay for them to rush those guys that they finally dispersed. Everything was fine.
There you go. Good
guns saved.
Well, I don't have one, but I think you have every right to have as many as you'd like.
As many? What kind?
I don't really know a lot there. I mean,
we're going to take Kirsten out to the shooting range.
Oh, I don't know. Can't we just go shopping?
Okay, let's go to the shooting range. Kirsten will do it. It'll be fun, I'll tell you. You know, girls that go out there, they do it. They feel the power, and all of a sudden they feel safer. They understand it's just a hammer that shoots nails.
I feel pretty safe, though. I mean, yeah. Do you think anyone's going to mess with me? Let's be honest. Really.
I don't know. You're kind of cute.
Yeah, but I throw a mean punch.
Kirsten, it's great for you to come by and talk with us. And, you know, and there's a lot of things that we've worked on in the past. As a matter of fact, I got to tell this story for the listeners. Kirsten Sinema and a very conservative right wing, as far on the right, on the other side of the aisle is her, Karen Johnson, that you know as a lot of people know who Karen Johnson is. Kirsten Sinema and Karen Johnson co-sponsored legislation to simply allow for there to be a space to put a monument to the Bill of Rights, because what we found out in the whole nation, there isn't a single monument to the Bill of Rights.
Arizona's going to have the first one. You know who else? Help me with this. Russell Pierce. He and I worked on that together. Russell Pierce and I. And Russell, Karen, and I worked on that together.
You know, and the thing is that when it comes down to something like that, now I remember you're kind of, all right, we'll put up with that Second Amendment thing, too.
No, the deal was I told Russell that he could keep the second if I could keep the fourth.
Yeah, see, good one, good one, good one.
Worked out.
So what we're having here is it's peaceful. Here in Arizona, even the far left, more liberally oriented legislators and so on understand the importance of all the rights. Because if you...
In the middle.
Now, you came from the Green Party. Come on, man.
No. I never ran as a Green. I was an independent.
Well, this...
I dated a Green.
Watch it now.
Now, one thing that I want to make sure people understand is that even as far middle
that's
as
right,
Kirsten would
that's
be,
right, that's right.
You know, we have an understanding that the people here really recognize their rights. As down at the legislature here in Arizona, is there a big push even from the left to really try to curtail Second Amendment rights here in the state?
No, not at all. In fact,
but why?
Well, because
is it a principled argument, or you know, they just get ornery?
Well, the Second Amendment is one of the 10, I mean, it's one of our 10 items on the Bill of Rights. Every single one of them has equal value. But also, I mean, there's broad recognition that if you want to defend the First Amendment, which you and I both believe in, if you want to defend the Fourth Amendment, which I believe in strongly, plus the Fifth and the Sixth, you have to defend all of the amendments, and you can't just cherry pick. That being said, you know, it's broadly recognized that Arizonans believe that individuals should have the right to bear arms and that they should have that right in a largely unfettered way. So there's really no argument on that issue, really none.
And so what do we get when a lobbying effort from gun control come down the Arizona legislature? I guarantee they come visit you as one of the first ones.
No, not really. There's not much of a lobby, actually.
Really? Well, that's good to hear. Oh, I saw that the Daily Show came and interviewed you.
Yeah.
We're going to see that in a few weeks.
Well,
tell me about that.
Well, I was smart enough not to say anything. You know, the best thing to do on the Daily Show is keep your mouth shut.
You're a smart girl. See, a lot of legislators don't know just to sit there, look pretty, shut
up.
That's
exactly what I did. I said, sure, I'll be on the show. I'm not saying anything. They are doing a bit on the Republican proposal to sell state buildings and then lease them back. It's kind of like a car title loan, a little bit like a payday loan. Not a very good fiscal. I mean, for a fiscal conservative, it's not a smart idea. It's
you know, the budget. This is a... Now, you're still not done with the budget, are you?
No, but I haven't been invited to the party.
Okay. Let me give the spiel for the listeners here. We have a Republican-controlled House and Senate and governor's office now that Jack Napolitano went on the head to Gestapo. Okay.
I think they'd be able to get the job done.
Well, no. This is the thing. You know, they're going to have to cut government. And
Everyone agrees. We're going to have to cut government spending. In fact, the Democratic proposal cut government spending by over $500 million. Which,
yeah,
you
but
know,
from the wrong places, the conservatives want to have their money.
Oh, no, no, no. We cut it from mostly social service programs, which, as you know, is hard for Democrats to do. But the fact is that we are in such tough times that we have to cut back. We have to. It's the only responsible option. Now, Democrats believe we have to combine use of stimulus funds with cuts and revenue. And the way that we apportion those three items out is really where the disagreement comes in.
Well, the thing that I've been very interested, we did our billboards, you know, it's not my debt, and so on, the next generation. I knew that what was going to happen in the end, Jack Harper sent me an email. And the whole thing is, yeah, I know, I want to talk to you about this. Now, Jack Harper's like, what did they have to do for me to sign on to an unbalanced budget? Because the bottom line is, are we or are we not going to have a balanced budget? Are they going to break the Constitution and further indebt my first granddaughter that's coming out, is going to be born this week, is going to be, thank you, we're going to be having a debt greater than when she was conceived. And she hasn't been born yet.
Yeah, you know, even if this budget were to pass, which it's not gonna, they don't have the votes, but even if it were to pass, it doesn't balance the budget. It doesn't solve our problem. And I think that's one of the big problems, is that we're not solving the problem. We actually have to find a balanced budget. This one doesn't do it. Doesn't do it.
Well, and what do you think should be done? A tax increase?
Well, the House Democrats actually put together a proposal, and you can visit it online by reading our budget, StrongerArizona.com. We actually propose doing something that the Goldwater Institute endorses, and it's a proposal to reduce the sales tax rate but broaden the base, which allows consumers to have more choice about where they spend their money and how they're taxed. It actually would reduce the rate by 1.5 points, which means those people who have to pay taxes on things you have to buy would pay less. And that folks who wanted to spend money on things that you don't need but that you want would pay a little bit more. So I'm a perfect example. I like to get my hair done, and I don't pay a tax on that. This would decrease the sales tax on things like clothing that we all have to have, and it would create a new tax on things like luxury services. So it creates more choice for consumers about how much they spend and how much tax they pay, and it lowers the rate overall. And the Goldwater Institute has actually endorsed this by saying it's a more fair and balanced system.
But would you eliminate the state income tax? See, I mean,
no.
If you give me the option.
I'm not doing that.
But I don't want both. I don't want to have a tax on a new field like services and so on, and you're not eliminating a tax because you're just going to. It doesn't matter. You're going to increase it later.
No.
When has that not happened? Okay, let me think for a second. When has that not happened?
Since the voters instituted a two-thirds majority requirement for increasing taxes. The legislature hasn't increased taxes one time since that happened.
But they can create a new one.
Yeah, but they'd need a two-thirds majority. And that hasn't happened.
So what do you think with the impasse that we have at the legislature and what's going on, what you're talking about, what do you think is going to happen?
I have no idea. It's really up to the governor. She can either cry uncle and give in to the Republicans, or
do anything. Do we start doing California IOUs? That, you know, what was interesting about the IOUs in California, the businesses that got them, they go, okay, well, we're going to pay our taxes with these government IOUs. And they go, no,
smart.
You can't do that.
That was pretty smart, though. You know, we won't run out of money until probably the end of February, beginning of March. So, you know, presumably they could just play around until then if they want to. I think that's irresponsible. I think it's fiscally irresponsible, but, you know, this governor and this Republican majority hasn't shown a lot of responsibility in the last 7 months.
Hey, thanks for spending time with me,
Chris. Yeah,
Kirsten.
No problem.
Bye. Chris with the AR-15 went down there, didn't he? There he is. Chris, hey, you guys, come here.
There it is. Hey.
That's stand right there.
I'm very
right
proud
there.
Of being
right there.
Today.
Okay. It's a black man with a gun.
Oh, my God.
An AR-15.
Two guns.
Hey, Chris, you know, we've been activists doing this for a long time. And, I mean, you got the white long sleeve shirt, black tie, you know, AR-15. But you look like Louis Farrakhan with a AR-15, man. What up with that?
I don't think I have anything in common with Louis Farrakhan, but I do have an AR-15, though.
And what prompted you to bring this?
I just wanted to make sure that we could still, you know, exercise our rights in Phoenix and not have any problems or harassment. And I'm very impressed with the professional operation of the Phoenix Police Department today.
What do you attribute that to? Is it their culture here in Arizona? Is it, and because you have also a lot of people here that are, we're in a sea of Obama signs here. You know, in a sea of Obama signs in support of socialized medicine, we have a black man with an AR-15 walking around, and how they treated you?
Actually, surprisingly well. I mean, you know, I disagree with them, but they're not attacking me or anything. But then again, we have like a police escort here following us around, so maybe they know better.
Well, you kind of draw attention. You know, and the one thing I'm wondering, is your AR-15 loaded?
Absolutely. Why would, of course so. And my extra magazine is also loaded.
And you have a sidearm. What's that?
That's a Glock 17, 9mm.
She had a Glock 17. I mean, you know, the thing is that we from experience, and I'm not really concerned about the people that would have the energy and the excitement and enthusiasm to actually come down and express themselves. But, you know, a lot of times people take advantage of crowds like this and they will, you know, be kind of ornery or agent for provocateur to whatever benefit they think they would get. And, you know, is there a fear? Has there been a rising concern that someone would take advantage of a situation like this and cause some problems?
To be honest with you, that would be, like, very stupid of them to do, because I know how to use these. Someone was, you know, creating a dangerous situation and endangering me.
So you know, is it your advocacy that by having guns here, we're probably all safer?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, one thing, how often, and you ride a motorcycle. You know, so when you travel and such, you know, I never even noticed. Are you usually armed?
I'm almost always armed. Sometimes, like when I take a shower, I set it down on the sink. But other than that, I'm pretty much armed at all times.
Why?
I think it would be insane not to be dangerous. It's a dangerous world we live in. There's police aren't. I can't carry a cop around with me, so.
Hello?
You know, and that's a good point to be making. But I have to ask you, what's the perception of everyone else? I mean, are they concerned, or you feel you're in a culture here in Arizona that that's just not that big a deal?
I think that even though a lot of people are frightened by it a little bit, I think a lot of people realize this is Arizona, this is like the Wild Wild West, and there's still a lot of that sentiment left, and, you know, they get it, they figure it out.
Was the West that wild, or was it more peaceful, people took care of themselves?
Oh, absolutely. It's not what all the movies portray, but
I'd like to see the stats on that. In fact, I think there are some. Hey, Chris, thanks for standing up for us and not being afraid. Were you concerned at all?
I was a little, but, you know, it's got to be done.
You're bringing an AR-15 to, you know, President Obama coming to speak with a bunch of people on his side. I'm just thinking, you know, big brass ones, man.
No, I was definitely scared. It just had to be done.
It had to be done, and Chris was the man to do it. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Ernie, for everything you've done over the years.
I'm just highlighting you guys. You know. Oh, wait a minute. What's this mask I got on here? Oh, and your name, sir?
Ben Nichols.
Now, Ben, what's this mask that you got?
It is a Joker depiction of Obama depicted as the Joker.